WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Friday. Fun Friday. And our Fun Friday question today is, what do you like to put on your hot dogs? Because Fun Fridays are now sponsored by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. So what do you like to put on your hot dogs? It doesn't have to be a topping that they have at Dee's. It could be anything. So 508-996-0500 is the number. We'll also be talking about the New Bedford Police Crime Report released yesterday, which you can read at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We can talk a little bit about the city council vote last night to not alter the date of the preliminary election. It was voted down 7-4. And now that means that there's going to be some issue with mail-in ballots. There's going to be issues with getting them printed in time. So we'll see how that shakes out. And interestingly, you can read it in Frank Mulligan's story at southcoasttoday.com. You know, the council could vote to do away with mail-in ballots. Do you feel like people would think they were being disenfranchised if that happens? Will that have a negative repercussion? Listen, I think this is ridiculous. I think that all the concerns that everybody's throwing out about what would happen with mail-in ballots are just the fear-mongering related to mail-in ballots. None of it's going to happen. Sean Oliver is quoted as saying at the meeting, Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver is quoted as saying that people are used to the preliminary election being in October. So moving it back to September would mess them up and throw them off, and then they might not realize that that's when they're supposed to go out and vote, and they would miss that chance to vote. That's the only valid argument I've heard so far for not doing this. That's the only thing I've heard someone say about this so far that I've said, all right, that's a fair point. But I still don't think that that's enough of a point to put the entire process at risk. Just do a better job of alerting the public as to when that preliminary election is, which is something, you know, I'm sorry, but the election office needs to do a better job of promoting these elections anyway. They've been trying. They've been making an effort. So I'm not knocking what they've been doing. But people in New Bedford aren't civically engaged enough. There's the couple of thousand people who are, but the 66,000 registered voters or whatever it is, overwhelmingly are not. So to the vast majority of people who don't even bother to go out and vote, it doesn't even matter to them what day it is because they're not going to show up and vote. So you don't think we can get the word out to the 10,000 people that are going to go out and vote, we can't get the word out to them that the preliminary election date has changed? If we voted last night to do that and the campaign to let them know that started now, pretty sure they would find out. Pretty sure you could let them know. So again, it's the only valid argument I've heard for it, but it also is easily fixable. And in fact, maybe that greater effort to let people know about the change in the date actually informs people more about the fact that there is an election coming up. I mean, we always say all the time, we can do all we can here at WBSM to talk this up and remind people about it and to make them care and want to get out and vote one way or the other, you know, whether they want to see change or they want to support the incumbents, whatever it may be. You know, we certainly do our part to make sure that they're aware that the election is coming up. But we're already talking to the people that would have known that there's an election coming up. We're already talking to the people who are civically engaged and civic minded. That's why they're listening to a radio station that talks about the things that go on in their community. Now, luckily, we also reach some other people, too. So I'm sure every time we do this, we are helping to increase that. And that's why we will continue to have campaigns every time there's an election to remind people to go and vote. But we're not hitting the 66,000 registered voters or, you know, whatever it is, 56,000, 50,000 that aren't going out and voting. We're not hitting all of them. And then the other question becomes, well, how many of those 50,000 people know that there's an election but just don't care? And how do you change that? So there's a lot bigger issues here that are still a mountain to climb in trying to get a better voter turnout in the city. But do you think that the city councilors really want to see a higher voter turnout? Because it's a lot easier to campaign and cater to 13% or 10% or 12% or whatever turns out of the registered voters. It's a lot easier to do that than if you had 66,000, which I still think that number is too large. The voter rolls need to be called, but it's a lot easier to campaign to 12,000 than it is 60,000. So are they voting because it's what they feel is the right thing to do, or are they voting because they have a vested interest in not expanding the voter turnout and the voter interest? Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take a phone call here. We got a long distance call. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
What's shaking, Clayboy?
How you doing, Lamone?
Pretty good. So let's talk about about the voting thing. I think that a lot of it is a lot of people don't appreciate the ability to vote. I think a lot of people as a whole, you know, not everybody in America, but a lot of Americans have lost the respect for our country.
I don't mean to cut you off, Lamont, but I'm getting a little bit of a noise. Are you on a speakerphone or?
I've just got you my earbuds, so that's just like the sand in the background. So, you know, since I'm up here on the pole again, working the pole. So, like I said, but I think it is like a lot of people, not even still, not having cable back in the days, or just people just listening to the AM radio, whatever, back in the 70s. I remember people knew about all the voting days, you know, for the primaries and midterms and stuff like that. I remember way back before I was able to vote, all those things. But I think a lot of these people wanted to take an opportunity to help have a big change or a big say in their city or their state. And a lot of people don't care these days. It's like I said, I see where people, you know, talk bad about this country that live here. And it's like, I say, you know, if you don't like it, you can leave. I see where people like that. My dad was in the military for 25 plus years, not to mention working for the government for like 15 years after that. But when he was doing that, he took it, and still, if he seen somebody burn the flag, he'd been out to kick him in the ass. I'd have been right alongside him. And so that's what I'm thinking about with the topic you're saying. I think if people had more of a patriotic feel to America, you know, and to the relatives, to the people that have given their lives, love for our country. So if they had that, I think it'd be a different story. It'd be a totally different story.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to have an issue that motivates people that want to go out and vote. They come out more for issues than they do for people. Donald Trump, you know, maybe being the exception to that, because he certainly had a personality movement to get people to go out and vote. But I think a lot of times, you know, they need an issue either on the ballot or amongst the candidates to come out and vote. But Lamone, before I let you go, I got to tell you, I'm not supposed to give away too many details yet, but our next contest, after we finish giving away money with our Money Talks promotion, our next contest might involve sending somebody out your way.
Oh, now you want to come visit Vegas.
Oh, I can't go. I'm not eligible to win. So,
but that doesn't mean you couldn't interview the person live in Las Vegas, right? Whoever won, right?
I'll tell people too, the grand prize is this trip out to Vegas. The super grand prize is you also get to have dinner with Lamone.
All right. Hope they're vegans. I hope they're not vegans. But if that's the case, okay, I'll eat vegan.
You have to take them to the finest 99-cent buffet you know out there.
Oh, I don't do 99-cent buffets. They're going to eat, but they'll get their grub on properly. This letting them know that already. Something important I need to tell you. Okay. So you remember when the Pope died earlier this week?
Yes.
All right. So I know like four people that are, they had DNA done. They're chasing it back to people that are related to actually John the Baptist. That was Jesus, got to baptize them. Then I know three people that died since the Pope died that are related by blood. So I don't know what that means, but I'm saying that seems really three people, and the oldest one's like maybe like 87, older. The rest of them are younger. And I don't know why they died. I'm waiting for somebody to call me back and let me know, but all I know is that's kind of spooky. After the Pope dies, you know, he's supposed to be the last Pope before the evil Pope comes walking in. You know that, and that's, you know, out of Malachi's, all of his predictions, he predicted all the names of all the, 120, something like that, popes, and all the way down to this last one. This is supposed to be the one that's coming in. That's going to be the one that's going to change the Catholic Church or change the world, bring Satan back into the fold.
Well, let's hope we don't have that.
But if that's the case, you should let everybody out there should know. Like they're letting, you know, being forewarned, being forearmed. Like I said, I found this out and I was like, I gotta call you, let you know.
Someone said the other day, they said of all the movie plots I thought we'd be into, I didn't bet on The Omen 3 being the one that we would be living in.
Oh yeah, that wasn't even that exciting either.
No, it was like, not a good movie.
Did you like the remake of the original Omen?
I did. I thought that the one that just came out, one from a couple of years ago, that was okay. But the one that came out last year was good.
With Liev Schreiber and Julia Stiles, that's who it is.
Yeah, that one was okay. But did you see the one that came out last year, where it was like the prequel to The Omen?
I saw that. That was a remake of the prequel they had to The Omen. That was a remake.
Yeah, it was pretty good too. They did a good job. So
I got to see that. So have you seen been to movies lately?
No, I really had a lot of time to watch anything.
This is a good funny movie, Novocaine.
I've heard good things, yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny. It's got a lot of humor to it. It's not as funny as From Paris with Love. Do you remember that movie, From Paris with Love?
I don't remember it.
With John Travolta and some Reese, Trevor Reese. Oh, it was all this one. John Travolta first shaved his head, and he's a spy. Oh, it's awful. Like, you want to talk about laughing and excitement. And it's like, you know, it's got a good twist to it. So From Paris with Love, that's a good movie to watch. So I'm hoping that somebody will watch it over the weekend and we can talk about it Monday.
All right.
That's the case.
You have a good weekend.
No spooky this weekend?
No spooky. Nope. I'm going to see LA Guns and my friend's band All Sinners Saturday.
Oh, they're All Sinners, you said?
All Sinners, yeah. Check them out on YouTube and on all those streaming channels. All Sinners. You'll like them.
How do you think the Lakers are going to do this in playoffs?
I hope they lose.
You do? You think that this might be the last run for LeBron?
I would be fine with that, yep.
You don't think that there's something special about the way they do? Have you seen them play since Luka been with them?
No, I haven't been paying too much attention. I do got to hold you there, Lamone. I got to take this break here.
All right, God bless everybody out there in your beautiful part of the world. And hey, Sister Sketty, and may the good Lord smile upon all of y'all.
And on you as well. Take care.
Play
All right, that is Lamone in Las Vegas. I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. Now, Peter Gabriel may be singing there, you know, give me steam, but maybe you want to blow off some steam. Well, a good way to do that is by stopping by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, because over the next couple of days, they're going to have some really cool tasting events going on. Now, Stevie's is always a great place to go to get all of your beer, your wine, and your liquor, especially if you are a whiskey drinker. Their whiskey room has to be seen to be believed. I brought my friend Scott down there, who is a whiskey aficionado. I mean, this guy, he comes from Tennessee. He knows his whiskey. He knows his bourbon. He was blown away by the selection that they have at Stevie's and the prices as well. So if you are a whiskey drinker, you have to check out Stevie's Wine and Spirits, and especially this weekend, because today from 5 to 7, they are having a special sampling of some delicious Japanese whiskeys. And then tomorrow from 2 to 4, they're going to have a tasting of Further Whiskey, Kohobe, and Klakpepin. I don't know if I'm saying that one right, but it'll all be delicious. And of course, you can also join the Rackhouse Club if you're a whiskey fan, and you sign up and every month you pay for your whiskey, for your bag. You don't have, it doesn't automatically deduct out of your account. You go in there and you pay for it. They hand you your bag and there's going to be a bottle in there worth at least the cost of your monthly membership. Plus a few other goodies. You never know what you're going to find in the bag. So, and I can tell you, this month's bag was phenomenal. What's the date? The 25th? I can spoil it now. It was the, it was so good, I had to go back and get the rye. And they actually just had a tasting of it last weekend. I should have probably mentioned that was what was in the bag already. But it is the High and Wicked. The bourbon was what was in the bag, but then I went back and got the rye. And it's one of the best ryes I've ever had. I'm a big rye fan. So anyway, all of this is happening this weekend at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Check them out. And remember, anything that has a purple dot next to it, you can ask to try before you buy. And that's not just whiskey. That's all different kinds. So check them out. 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And I might even see you over there today and tomorrow. I could definitely use a few samples of Japanese whiskey tonight after the week that I've had. All right, it's time now to go in the news and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. On the other side, we'll talk with you, 508-996-0500. And our Fun Friday question today, what do you put on your hot dogs? Because Fun Friday is now sponsored by D's Hot Dogs. Take it away, Mike.
Luigi Mangione to be reigned today. Hundreds of thousands prepare for the Pope's funeral, and birth rates are down in the U.S.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Luigi Mangione is preparing for his arraignment. The 26-year-old accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson last year. He'll be arraigned on federal murder charges today. He was indicted last week by a federal grand jury in New York, and Attorney General Pam Bondi says she plans to pursue the death penalty. Authorities say that massive New Jersey wildfire that's consumed 15,000 acres is still just 50% contained, and it was deliberately set by the man they've arrested.
19-year-old Joseph Kling of Weirton has been charged with arson and aggravated arson in the so-called Jones Road wildfire that was first spotted Tuesday morning in the Pine Barrens. Ocean County Prosecutor Brad Bilheimer says,
I'm not prepared to discuss the motive at this time. We can just confidently say that we think the fire was set intentionally.
Bilheimer says Kling started a bonfire using wooden pallets and left the woods while it was still burning. He says it ignited a wildfire that's now on track to become the biggest in New Jersey in two decades. Kling is being held in the Ocean County Jail, due in court on Tuesday. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A federal judge is pausing parts of an executive order issued by President Trump aimed at changing election laws.
The judge says Trump doesn't have the authority to require proof of citizenship for voters in federal elections. The ruling maintains that this authority rests with Congress and the states. The judge opted not to block another provision of the executive order that withholds federal funding from states that don't comply with a deadline for mail-in ballots. She found the groups who challenged the provision lacked the standing to do so. I'm Brian Shook.
Police in the Miami area say there were three gunshot victims found at a used car lot. Miami-Dade Sheriff Rosie Cordero Stutz confirming one of those taken to the hospital is a suspect.
I urge our community to know this information because they should feel calm. We want the community to know that right now there is no imminent threat.
Cordero Stutz said when officers arrived on the scene, the three were already shot. The Trump Organization's online store is already selling Trump 2028 merchandise.
A shirt with Trump 2028 printed across the chest with the words "Rewrite the Rules" is available for $36. A Trump 2028 hat is also available for $50. Last month, President Trump told NBC News during a phone interview that he's not joking about the possibility of a third term, but added it's far too early to think about it. The Constitution's 22nd Amendment prevents a president from serving more than two terms. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Almost 100,000 people have made the pilgrimage to the Vatican to see the body of Pope Francis lying in state. The 88-year-old died Monday after suffering a stroke. His body will lie in state until tonight, and his funeral will be held tomorrow. The Vatican confirms about 50 heads of state, including President Trump, will be there. Birth rates in the U.S. are at a near record low. Michael Kastner tells us why.
New data released by the CDC says about 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. last year. That's a 1% increase from 2023, which saw an all-time low birth rate in the U.S. The Trump administration has been considering new policies to encourage women to have more babies, including giving $5,000 in cash to each woman who gives birth. When asked about it by reporters this week, President Trump said the proposal sounded like a good idea to him.
WBSM Sports.
The Mariners captured the rubber match in their series against the Red Sox after picking up a 4-3 victory in the finale from Fenway Park yesterday afternoon. NBA Finals Game 3. Celtics are up 2-0. Seas take on the Magic in Orlando tonight at 7.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Get ready to feel a little more like summer today with temperatures along the coast in the mid-50s. But as you head north into parts of central and northern Bristol County, we're getting up into the 70s with some spots in the upper 70s as we hit the afternoon. Now we start with some sunshine, but clouds come in as we move through the day. Low pressure is off to our west and it does arrive just in time for the weekend. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Probably thought that was going to be the Smiths at first, right? But nope, that's Soho. Soho with Hippie Chick. So that's a song that people might forget. I whenever I hear that song, all I can think of is listening to the Retro Lunch on WBRU. I can mention WBRU because it's defunct now as a radio broadcast station. It is what's it now? The religious station. But I can also say it because our boss here used to run WBRU. And that song came on every day during, not, I shouldn't say every day, but quite frequently during the retro lunch. Apparently we have an issue with calling in, but the number is 508-996-0500. I hope I'm not dropping the call accidentally. But today's Fun Friday question, as we're talking about a variety of different topics. We can talk about the city council vote not to move up the preliminary election. We can talk about the New Bedford police crime data that was released, the crime report. It's all on the table. We can talk about the new roller coaster at Six Flags, which you can see at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And then, of course, we also have our Fun Friday question of the day. What do you put on your hot dog? Because we are now sponsored. Fun Friday is now sponsored by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, right on Tarkiln Hill Road. And they have a variety of toppings there, but including new ones like macaroni and cheese and baked beans and bacon. I had the baked beans and bacon one. Very, very good. I just don't think it's going to replace my favorite, the Coney and cheese. But what do you like on your hot dogs? 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey.
Good morning.
It's Jesse. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So you are a hot dog fan?
I have a lot to say about glizzies, yes.
What? They're not glizzies. You can't say glizzies.
They are now. All right. So there's two different kinds of hot dogs, right? So you have your steam dog, which is like very, very popular in this area. And I actually grew up in Taunton, and we didn't really have an abundance of steam dogs. Like, we didn't, I mean, we had Tex Barry's, but that's pretty much as close as it would get. But then once I moved here, you know, you have Daddy's, you have D's. I mean, I feel like they're more prevalent here. And another phenomenon that I found out about when I moved here is that not only do you have your basic condiments like ketchup and hot dog, I mean, and ketchup, mustard, all that relish, but you have like celery salt, which was like this huge thing to me. And I was like, what? Why would I even think about putting that on a hot dog? But you put a little bit of that on and it elevates the dog. It elevates the dog. I don't know. It takes it to another level. So.
And I had never.
I don't know if anybody else is like. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, I had never even put celery salt in anything my entire life. And then when I was working at the diner, people would order hot dogs. We did grilled hot dogs. People would order them and they'd be like, all right, can you give me some celery salt? And we didn't even have it in the building because we didn't use it for anything. So we had to start carrying it so that people could sprinkle. And that's all people would use it for, would be sprinkling on their hot dogs. I'd never heard of it, but you're right. It does make a difference.
It does. I don't know why. I don't know what it does. I don't know what the chemical compound is, but it does. It elevates the dog. And that's for steam dogs, right? I don't think that I would put that on a grilled dog, would you? I don't think so.
Oh, they still did it. I mean, the only time I ever have celery salt on it is when I go to Oneyville and they put it on as part of the, you know, all the way.
Oh, yeah. Oneyville. I missed that discussion. And then as far as grilled dogs, right? I have to have mine like really charred. Like there are people who like it, you know, just kind of slightly charred, but mine has to be super charred. I don't know why, but I don't know if anybody else agrees with me or is listening and is like, oh yeah, I love my hot dog burnt, but it's just the thing.
Oh, so much better. I will say,
a crunch.
I will say, put it on the grill and forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's always.
Set it and forget it. Just leave my hot dog there to like die. Just leave it there.
Inevitably, there's always one like at a cookout that is like way too burnt. People won't touch it. Like that's the one I'm going for.
Me. Yeah, I'm going for that one. The one that looks like it's fighting for its life. That was mine. Get away from it.
And then when I have it like that, I put ketchup on it. I like ketchup on those
ones. I do too, but that's it. I'm like a purist though. I only put ketchup. I don't put anything else. But yeah, no, good fun Friday topics. Love it.
And now you got to get yourself over to D's and try some of their new toppings.
Oh, definitely. All right, Tim, bestie, have a good day.
You as well. And if you want to call in and share your hot dog thoughts, 508-996-0500. One of the things that I've learned over time is the composition of the hot dog makes all the difference in the world. So if you are, I mean, I think most people understand that there's different types of hot dogs that you can buy. That you can buy all beef dogs, or you can buy a mixture of pork, beef, and chicken. Like, you know, and it all depends. And every brand kind of does have its own distinctions. Like, you can go walk into the store right now, and there's 20 different types of hot dogs for a reason. Because you could get 20 different types of flavors out of them. So you get a nice KM dog with a natural casing. That's my favorite, a KM natural casing. I won't tell you what the natural casing is. Don't Google it if you enjoy hot dogs. But that is probably the ultimate dog, in my opinion. But then there's other ones. Hebrew Nationals are very good. The Nathan ones are good if you're going to be steaming them or boiling them. But they all kind of have their different recipes to them. I used to like the Fenway Franks, but those are kind of like, you know, mid to me now. But the one you want to avoid, and Oscar Mayer's okay. I like Oscar Mayer. They're decent. But the one you want to avoid is the Bar S, and I think Walmart carries them. Just to give you an idea of Bar S, like the quality of Bar S, that's the company that makes the steaks that they sell at Dollar Tree. So when you can walk into Dollar Tree, I believe the Dartmouth one has the refrigerator, and you know, people say, oh, I got steaks at the dollar store. I was like, what are you talking about? And I went there and I got one. I was like, these are terrible. But the steak you get at the dollar store was Bar S. And so Bar S also makes hot dogs. They taste like fried bologna. And I like fried bologna. Fried bologna has its place. But those Bar S dogs are terrible. So avoid those. I found that out because I one day needed something for dinner. I only had $5. And I went over to Walmart. I was like, what can I get for $5? And I got a can of beans and I got a package of Bar S hot dogs. And it came out to like $4.78. I was like, all right, I'm eating good tonight for $5. And I couldn't even, and I put mustard all over my Franks and beans, and I couldn't even eat them. That's how bad it was. So, but again, there's nuances to all of these different hot dogs. And certain ones are better if you cook them a certain way. Certain ones are better grilled, certain ones are better steamed, certain ones are better boiled. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Have you ever had a soggy dog?
I don't think so. What's a soggy dog?
It's a kind of hot dog. You can buy it. It's they're a little fatter, and they don't have the hot dog spice. So they're kind of weird, but they're the same shape, just a little fatter. And like I said, not that typical hot dog taste. It's worth a try.
And they sell them in the supermarkets?
Yep.
I'll have to try that.
Yep.
And what do you like on your hot dogs?
I like the works. The works used to be mustard, relish, and onions in my day. I don't know now.
So no ketchup?
No ketchup, no.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to go try to find those soggy dogs, like S-O-G-G-Y.
Yep, soggy. Mm-hmm.
All right. I thought you were going to tell me, you know, talking about when they do the hot dog eating contest and they dip them in lemonade. I thought you were going to tell me I have to do that.
Oh, no. That'll make them go down a little easier, I guess.
It might, but why would I want to ruin both my hot dog and my lemonade?
Well, you want to win the contest.
That is true. All right. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
And one thing I'll say, too, I saw this floating around social media. Apparently, Popeyes now has a pickle lemonade. I might have to go try that. I like Popeyes lemonade. I'm a big lemonade fan. I drink lemonade and iced tea a lot in the summer, mostly sugar-free now. But I've always been a huge lemonade fan, and I like pickle juice. On a hot summer day, nothing is more refreshing than drinking straight-up pickle juice. When I worked in kitchens and I got too hot, I would go into the kitchen, into the walk-in, into the big 5-gallon bucket of pickles and scoop myself out a cup of pickle juice and just drink that. It's very good. All right, we've got a caller on hold. Hang on, I've got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will go right to you. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, back to the phones for Fun Friday. What do you like to put on your hot dogs? 508-996-0500. Fun Friday, now sponsored by D's Hot Dogs. Good morning. There we go. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. I like several different things. If I'm going to do a regular hot dog, it would be ketchup, mustard, and onions. Because the ketchup is sweet enough, I don't always do the relish. But if I'm not doing ketchup, it'd be mustard, relish, and onions. But I also have been known to just put sauerkraut on it, too. I like it different ways as well. Sometimes I like it fried, and sometimes I like it steamed or boiled. And I'm with you. KM hot dogs are the best. There isn't anything better than a KM hot dog.
Especially the natural casing ones.
Yeah, they're superior to anything I've ever... I mean, Nathan's I used to like a lot, but when I tried a KM, I'm like, they're the best. They are hands down the best.
Is there anything that you... don't want on a hot dog?
Well, out in Chicago, they really load up the hot dogs with all kinds of stuff, and I wouldn't want corn on hot dogs. Sometimes people put beans on hot dogs. Actually, baked beans, maybe I would do that. Like, if you did a chili, because I like chili dogs too, and I'm with you. I'd rather have the nice cheesy sauce as opposed to just the shredded cheese. I love a nice cheese sauce. I love sauces anyway, but a real good cheese sauce, oh, that's right up my alley. But corn is one I wouldn't put on there. Crushed tortilla chips or any of that kind of stuff I wouldn't put on. You know, there's a lot of crazy things that people put on. I'm not a big fan of... I don't want to overload it, so I feel like I don't even taste the hot dog. Because sometimes you can do that.
Right. I mean, when Scott Pemberton had Oh My Dog... on Acushnet Avenue, that they had all kinds of crazy toppings, and they somehow all worked. There was a breakfast dog that had corned beef hash and eggs on it. It was just amazing how he made all that work. But all right, well, I'm going to hold you there just because I got to take a break.
Okay.
But you have a great day.
You too now. Bye.
All right, and we do have another caller on hold. Hang on, let me get this break in, and we'll wrap up the hour with you. We'll be right back. All right, you are next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Great. My father, we had the famous John L. hot dog in the neighborhood, John Linus. It's a grilled, blistered maple leaf on a toasted roll, celery salt, yellow mustard, and dill pickle relish.
Oh.
Topped with onion rings out of the can. You remember those in the can?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they throw that on the grill for 10 seconds and you warm them up and throw that on top. That was famous in our neighborhood.
Wow, that sounds like a good combination. I think you can still get those onion rings in the can, right? I might have to try that.
Oh, yeah. You get them. French's has them, I think.
Yeah.
And but it's just the combination of the celery, the mustard, the dill pickle relish, got to be dill, and those crunchies on top. Perfect.
That sounds like a great combination.
All right. Thank you. Great program. Enjoy it daily.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. You too.
And you can get even into the nuances of the topping. So instead of just saying relish, as she pointed out, you know, dill relish as opposed to sweet relish. I actually like sweet relish on a grilled hot dog. If I'm going to have one of those burnt hot dogs, I might do a little sweet relish with that ketchup. It kind of all works together. But one thing that I am somewhat particular about is when it comes to the chili on a chili dog. So it's got to be like Hormel or something like that, or homemade or something along those lines. It can't be Skyline. I don't waste my Skyline chili putting it on a hot dog. Skyline chili to some people is the worst. I like it. But if I'm making a Skyline, I make a three-way. What's a three-way? It's Skyline chili and cheese on spaghetti. You can also do a four-way where you add in some fried onions as well. That's also good. But I like the Skyline chili that way. And sometimes I will order Skyline online because you can't get it around here. You can only get it in the Cincinnati area. So sometimes I'll order it on Amazon.